Good morning.
Good morning.
Sean's not here. He's down in Florida enjoying the nice rain and clouds this weekend. So he tried to get away from this cold snow, and he's stuck in a house somewhere with rain and thunder and a little bit of everything. So make sure we wish him a great vacation when he comes back to the nasty weather that he is so receiving while he's down there in Florida. So, as always, if you'll stand if you're able, and we will get started. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Make us to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach us your paths.
Lead us in your truth and teach us.
For you are the God of our salvation.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together in Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with the power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Thank you.
with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Holy God, Heavenly Father, in the waters of the flood you saved the chosen, and in the wilderness of temptation you protected your Son from sin. Renew us in the gift of baptism. May your holy angels be with us, that the wicked foe may have no power over us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The first reading is from Genesis, the 9th chapter. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between you and me and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is set in the clouds, I will remember that my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please read Psalm 25 responsively with me. To you, O Lord, I lift my soul.
O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be put to shame. Do not let my enemies insult over me.
Do not let those who wait for you be put to shame. Let them be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation, and for you I wait all day long.
Be mindful of your mercy, O Lord, and of your steadfast love, for they have been from old.
Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord.
Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way.
He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way.
All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his decrees.
The second reading is from 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteousness for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah, during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, 8 persons, were saved through water, and baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Christ.
In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." This is the gospel of our Lord. Well, this is a sobering passage. It's filled with dark, foreboding words of challenge. And as we read this, we're supposed to approach Lent as some of our ancestors did, as a season of penance, somewhat severe, stern, or even ominous waiting and withholding. Perhaps this is the direction we should move. But I think Lent can be more than this. In fact, we need Lent to be more than this. Lent is a time when we should step back, look at ourselves, ease up on our cravings, and more importantly, make room to behold the coming of God's rule and his activity in and through the ministry, the suffering, the death, and the resurrection of Christ. So much takes over our lives today, clouds our vision and our thoughts. Life distracts us from God's work in our lives. Lent can help bring us back. It can help recenter us. Lent can remind us that Jesus' road to Jerusalem so long ago can still illuminate our lives today. Life is full of challenges, sobering news, losses, testing moments, and just like this passage, it's realistic. This passage is so helpful, but it's more. It's hopeful. So, I have a question for you all. What is baptism? Anybody know what baptism is? Nobody knows?
I'll guess.
Go ahead.
It's the forgiveness of our sin and a welcome into God.
Okay. Anybody else? No?
That's what that happens back there at the font.
Okay. Jeff, you're standing up. Did you have something to say? Huh? You're counting, what, the time to where I'm done? Well, Beth, you're right. It's a testimony to the union with Christ, dying to the old self and reborn with a new self within us or through Christ. When you were baptized, do you remember it? You remember when you was baptized? Do you remember all the water being poured over your head or being dunked underneath the water or however it was you was baptized? Do you remember being carried around the church or walked around the church or wherever it was you was baptized at? Being acknowledged by the congregation, being prayed over, being accepted? Some of you probably not. Some of you were just infants or too young to remember. And if it was me back that young, I wouldn't remember. My mind don't work like that anymore. But fortunately for me, I was baptized back in July of 97. I was an adult. So I do remember it. But I did not see heaven.
being torn open and the Spirit descend on me like a dove. Sure, we all heard a voice, but I'm positive it wasn't God's. And after 20 years of life after baptism or so, I've come to realize that even though it wasn't as elaborate as Jesus' baptism was, my baptism in my own way was. The heavens opening up and the light shining came in time as I continued my journey with Christ. And every time I'm doing mission work, helping someone, or just filling in where needed, that's where the dove swoops in on me, or so I guess. And the voice that I hear is the voice that keeps telling me to keep doing what I'm doing, whether it's my mind, my wife with her stick, my friends, my community, or any of you all. If we sit back and think about it, each one of us has a miraculous baptism story to tell. The journey continues from there. That journey, too, is or could be similar to the Spirit sending Jesus into the wilderness. Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness. Could this be a reminder of the 40 years that the Israelites wandered the desert? Or for those 40 days of 40 nights, Jesus fasted. Either way, during his time, he was tested. There was confrontation. He was tempted, starving, thirsty. And throughout this whole time, Jesus never gave up. He never gave in to temptation or surrendered to Satan. And why is that? I remember when I was a kid, and I know Pastor Sean will appreciate this, I was in Boy Scouts. And in Boy Scouts, there's different advancements that you can go through, not just your normal, but there are special ones. And I'd gotten picked to join what they called the Order of the Arrow Brotherhood, and which to me back then was a big deal. It was a privilege for me. And initiation time came. Friday evening, we showed up to camp at Camp Averhand, which is now a bird sanctuary there by Clear Fork in Mansfield. We were blindfolded. We walked in the line somewhere. There was about 8 or 9 kids total. During this walk, we were grabbed and escorted to a disclosed location where we finally were able to take our blindfolds off. And this is where it gets really weird. We were told to find a spot in the area that we were dumped off at, set up camp, no fires. We could we had like what they call a shelter half, which is a piece of canvas. It's only one little section. And we were to lay underneath there to keep cover for the night. And someone will be back in the morning to get us, and we weren't to leave that area. So next morning, someone came, blindfolded me, took me back to the main campsite area. We had oatmeal, an orange, and water for breakfast. As we were told to eat it all, because lunch was going to be scarce and supper was going to be late. The whole day was hard labor, with cleanup, wood cutting, trash pickup, digging holes, fixing cabins, and some of those holes we dug up, we had to refill in. For whatever reason, I don't know. Sounds a lot like military days. At lunchtime, the leaders gave us 20 minutes for lunch, which none of us were allowed to have watches or any type of jewelry on at all, so we didn't know how long 20 minutes was. So we had to rely on each other and a sign from the leaders that time was up. So when we started seeing them gather around, we knew that we better hurry up and gather around also. So we had to find our own lunch because we weren't given anything. Well, if any of you knew Camp Averhand or know that area, there is a natural water spring out there in one of the many, many trails. And there's also little mint leaves and some other stuff like berries and things like that you can find. So, needless to say, many of us took off to there. And at the end of the day, it started to get dark. The sun was setting. We were told to gather around and put our blindfolds back on. Once we did that, we were escorted back to the place we camped the night before. We was told to clean up everything and take this device and do what it says. When our escorts left, we took off our blindfolds and found the device, opened it up, and inside there was a compass. And it had inside that pouch, there was a small pen light and a piece of paper with numbers on it and a small map. I opened the map and the numbers were coordinates. One set of numbers is where I was at, one is where I needed to go. So with all the previous training, we had to use that to figure out where we were going, and if we didn't use our training or learn what we had was supposed to learn, we were going to get lost. So I went to the point that we needed to go, and there was another bag. It had more numbers on it. So I had to go to the next point. And at that point, that bag had numbers with a note and a bottle of water and a little doggy biscuit for whatever reason. The note said, "You can drink the water, but don't eat the biscuit." Well, I'm sorry, I'm getting hungry, you know. I thought that's what it was for. So I headed on my way, and after a few minutes, this dog came out of nowhere. I started running. And I thought about it, and I was like, I took that biscuit and I threw it. That dog went chasing after that biscuit, left me alone. So I was good to go, and I took off. After I lost the dog, I got back on my way and got back on track and finally got to where I needed to go. And there was a huge bonfire with all the leaders, with all kinds of food, drinks, and a few of the other kids in the group. And that dog that chased me was sitting there. He was a friendly dog. I found that out later when he came and sniffed me for more treats. Once all the other kids showed up, we finished the ceremony with our new sashes and certificates and got to sleep in a bed in the cabin that night. So as I look back at that time and many other times, the triune God had always been with me, even when I didn't know him or even if I didn't ask him. He was always there and will provide. He will not always provide what we want, but he will provide what we need. I needed God that weekend to help guide me and give me strength, and I didn't even know who he was at that time. So back to the question I asked earlier, why did Jesus never give up? Because those 40 days of tempting, testing, fending for himself, Jesus showed his obedience to God, overcoming every temptation in our place, as one of us, both as human and representing for us to God. He faced the temptation of the devil and reasserted his authority over the devil to minister his way and not evil's. We will all be thrown into the wilderness at some point in our lives, but God will not let us go unprepared. We will have what is needed beforehand. Once in the wilderness, the choices we make are still our own, and that will make the outcome to be decided. Understanding God's purpose for us and discovering the powers that reside in us, let the wilderness activate our power or spirit within us. Just like verse 12 of the gospel said, at once the Spirit sent him into the wilderness. I know the Spirit didn't whisk me away into the wilderness until after my baptism. But then again, I'm not the Son of God either, and neither was John the Baptist, yet the Spirit was strong and in full force with him. and it too can be with us. John was preaching the word, baptizing any and all that would let him, because that's what God asked of him, and that's how the Spirit moved within him. According to the book of Isaiah, John was preparing the way for the Lord, and that is what the Spirit is doing in us, getting us ready and preparing us for the coming of Christ. Just as we proclaim with the mystery of Christ, Christ will come again. Lastly, when Jesus started his ministry after John was killed, there was two things he said we must do. First, he said we must repent. We must repent the evil ways and doings in our lives. I know we do that every week when we come to church. But what about those other 6 days? Is it okay to sin and let them go until Sunday? I don't think so. We should ask for the forgiveness of our particular sins and also thank God each and every day. Second, repent and believe the good news. How do we believe the good news? How do we believe the good news? Well, thanks, Mike. I'm glad you asked. Believing is reading and studying the Bible and knowing it to be true. But it's more than just that. It's a full commitment. When we believe, we are fully committed to what we believe. This commitment is shown in our actions. For one, prayer. Praying is like where the rubber meets the road. It don't matter what we say, our actions reveal the truth. God knows our true actions, and we're going to need to answer for them one day. So prayer for repentance is a good start. Next, we should take a look at our lives and see how much stock we put in towards God's way. Reflect on it. Ask. Then we need to ask ourselves, do I need to make any changes in my life? Then decide what changes need made, and we will notice the difference. With that, go spread the good news and be glad in it, and live it to the fullest. Amen.
Thank you.
You guys will turn back this way. We'll continue with the thanksgiving for baptism. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through these waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word, you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life. And above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
I ask you to join me in professing what we believe using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God.
Trusting in God's promise to reconcile all things, let us pray for the church, the well-being of creation, and the world in need.
God, our truth, the ark of your church has room for many expressions of faith. We give thanks for voices that challenge and awaken your people, especially that of Martin Luther, renewer of the church, whom we commemorate today. Open your church and its people to the renewing work of the Holy Spirit, that we may bring the love of Jesus Christ to the doubting, the uninterested, the interested but afraid, and those who have been harmed by Christianity and other faith traditions. Embolden us to go out, not to force them to come in. Hear us, O God.
God, our Maker, you remember your covenant with the earth and its inhabitants. Rescue communities and creatures hurting from natural disasters, especially those still recovering from California flooding. Preserve species and habitats endangered by human carelessness and disregard. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. God, our light, you know our weakness. Free all who govern from the temptations of power and greed. Sustain all who work for human rights in every nation, especially the Lutheran Office for World Community and the Lutheran World Federation. Hear us, O God.
God, our home, you gather your people. Grant us health and safety as we assemble. Keep us mindful of those who find themselves in the wilderness, including the homebound, hospitalized, and those who long for the comfort of your healing touch in any way, especially Jake, Tony, Amanda, David, Pastor Tim, Ken, Barb, Ed, Mary Ann, Todd, Dwayne, Peggy, Sally, Paul, Bobby, Nancy, Caleb, Jim, Karen, Marcella, Karen, Sandy, Deb, Bill, Linda, Wilma, the homebound, and those in assisted living, and for those we either name aloud or in silence of our hearts. Send your angels to wait on all who suffer. Hear us, O God.
God, our help, you care for your beloved children. Feed hungry people living in places where nourishing food is scarce. Protect any at risk from exploitation and abuse. Hear us, O God.
Accompany us on our journey, God of grace, and receive the prayers of our hearts through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Also
please share the sign of God's peace.
Let us pray. Jesus, you are the bread of life and the host of this meal. Bless these gifts that we have gathered, that all people may know your goodness. Feed us not only with this holy food, but with hunger for justice and peace. We pray this in your name.
Praise and thanks to you, Holy God, for by your word you made all things. You spoke light into darkness, called forth beauty from chaos, and brought life into being. For your word of life, O God,
we give you thanks. By your word, you called your people Israel to tell of your wonderful gifts, freedom from captivity, water on the desert journey, a pathway home from exile, wisdom for life with you. For your word of life, O God.
Through Jesus, your word made flesh. You speak to us and call us to witness. Forgiveness through the cross, life to those entombed by death, the way of your self-giving love. For your word of life, O God.
Send your spirit of truth, O God. Rekindle your gifts within us. Renew our faith, increase our hope, and deepen our love for the sake of a world in need. Faithful to your word, O God, draw near to all who call on you. For your word of life, O God.
Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
May you be seated. Well, we have a few announcements.
First and foremost, there will be a memorial service for Jane Ness today at 2 o'clock, and it's here at First Lutheran. Anyone that knew and loved Jane are invited to join in on her celebration of life. Her one son, I think, is officiating the service today, so any and all that can come are more than welcome to. Check the bulletin boards out there for any additional announcements and committee activities, and if you feel enabled and willing, there are sign-up sheets for all kinds of different things out there. Greeters, coffee cart. Don't forget, safety day's coming up, so it's in May. Don't know what date. I haven't looked. Is it June 1st? Okay, June 1st. It should be a lovely day, so if you want to be outside in the nice weather that day, make sure you sign up to help out with that. It's a fun-filled day. Pastor Sean is on vacation, as I said earlier, and he normally is unavailable for pastoral care, but who knows, with the rain and everything, he might be sitting there twiddling his thumbs. But anyway, he's won't be back until next Wednesday. So if you have any emergencies, pastoral care or whatever, you can call Dennis and he will get a hold of Tansy Addison from Good Hope. She said she would step in and help us out in that capacity if necessary. Ohio Heartland Community Action Commission is offering free tax preparation through the IRS Volunteers and Tax Assistance Program on Wednesdays at their Egner Center, which is the old Palmer House or whatever else it used to be. I just remember it as the Palmer House. So, and also during a council meeting this month, Marty and myself is starting a committee to revamp the gathering area, if it will. Anybody that's interested, please get a hold of Marty or myself. What we would like to accomplish is getting rid of the round table and getting some smaller square tables that we can get more people to sit at and talk, or we can also put them together to have a big meeting also at the same time. So that way more people can gather and not have to stand around or come in here if they don't want to, and they can join in conversations without standing. They can sit, have a cup of coffee before or after service, and we can make some decorative changes also. So if you'd like to join that committee, please get a hold of myself or Marty for that committee. We appreciate it. Anything else for the good of the order? Brian?
Yeah, I just wanted to lift up that continuing on Wednesday evening at 7, and for the remaining Wednesday evening it's at 7, we'll be have our new Lutheran partnership that we've started with St. Paul and North Robinson. We'll be continuing our Wednesday evening Lenten services. Please, if you're free, plan on coming out and joining us for those. Pastor Sean, we're hoping, is going to actually be back Wednesday night in time for this service if his flight's on time. You know how much fun we have with flights being delayed. But if the flight's all on time, he's hoping to be back for that for this week. But it'll continue this week and then the remaining Wednesday in Lent until we get to Holy Week. So come on out for that. They're all at St. Paul, and they're all at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings.
And to piggyback on what he just said, Sean's flight on Wednesday is the airlines is Spirit Airlines. So hopefully the Spirit is with him. So at this time, I invite Katie to come up and join me. As most of you know, today is the last day that Katie will be joining us at First Lutheran. She is going to serve at St. Paul's in Upper Sandusky, hopefully for many years to come. So with that, if you all join me, you'll have a prompt up there. O God of Majesty, we thank you for Katie and for the gift that she and her music have been to this congregation. We thank you for all of your servants who, with the gifts of music, enliven our praises and proclaim your word with power. Through your gifts of music, may we continue to experience your beauty and grace and join our voices with all the choirs of heaven. And now, Katie, on behalf of the people of First Lutheran, I bid you farewell and Godspeed. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you for Katie and for our life together in this congregation and community. As she has been a blessing to us, so now send her forth to be a blessing to others through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Katie, for everything that you have done. Now for the blessing. Beloved, we are God's own people, holy, washed, renewed. God bless you and keep you, shower you with mercy, fill you with courage, and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
The Spirit is sending you forth into the wilderness of this world.
Jesus is with us in the wilderness. Share this good news.